mandates that if we can just share what we practice amongst family, members, neighbors, whoever you come along, and you'll get bhakti, pure bhakti. Pure bhakti, Prabhupada translate in the preface of Nectar of Devotion, that bhakti rasa, my Guru Maharaj, he said, could not translate in English. There is no proper word. What is rasa means? So Prabhupada said, but we are using as a love. Then Prabhupada writes, no one can live in this world without loving someone. Why? Because originally, that's how our eternal existence is, that we have a loving reciprocation with the Lord. But somehow or other, when we are here, since we are here, the original nature of a substance, Krishna is a substance, Vedam Vastavam Atra Vastu. A substance, when it is constructed, there is a nature born from that substance, which is inseparable. You can never separate the nature of the substance from itself. Prabhupada gave an example like a burning quality of a fire. Which fire burns? American fire or Indian fire? Any fire. Similarly, the soul in our gathan or the structure, the way we are formed, three things are eternally there, as Prabhupada explained. You can find in a different wording, like a love, beloved, lover, or service, servant, and serve. Prabhupada used that in the purport of Bhagavatam also. You have an eternal nature, is pure love. You have eternal function, what is it? Service. And you have eternal position, what is it? Servant. These three things, you can never separate. That's who you are. So Prabhupada writes that you cannot live without loving someone. So then Prabhupada goes on that for me, that particular topics is more than Rupa Goswami Pad's contribution. He is explaining about Rupa Goswami Pad's definition of love, but the way Prabhupada gave it, it's like relevant to my life. You know, I can relate. But when you read the sloka of Rupa Goswami Pad, difficult for me to relate. But that sounds like a philosophy in the sky, and I'm here. But then Prabhupada writes that when a child is born, he knows who? Mother's breast milk, more or less. And as the child grows little bigger, maybe a few weeks, few months, then realize he has a brother or sister or family, other members, and he starts reciprocating with them. Reciprocation means some kind of a reflection of original loving relationship with the Lord. And as he grows bigger, then he starts loving his neighbors, then his city, country. Prabhupada goes on like a whole humanity. But problem is that loving sentiment is never completely nourished, never completely satisfied. Even after loving the whole country, whole humanity for years or life after life, until he comes to know who is actual real lover, is Krishna. So until someone comes to that point, he or she will never be satisfied. So then Prabhupada writes that he gives a very nice example. I'm sure you all heard it, that if you water the root of a tree, then all the branches of the trees are nourished automatically. If you feed the stomach, the whole body will be maintained, sustained. Similarly, Krishna is the root. And if you look at outside, really, if we go right now on the road, in common, out of 10, hardly even one will say he knows or she knows Krishna. We are very fortunate. So these teachings, actually the verse before that, it says that four types of people, Krishna says, should not reveal my position. It's not that Krishna does not want anybody to know about him. Krishna doesn't want anybody to come with an ulterior motive. It's like, for an example, if I want to serve you sweet rice, and you really love sweet rice. Can you imagine that, Sridham? You love sweet rice. You do? Good. So just imagine I made the best sweet rice and I'm going to give. And the pot you got has a half filled with salty water. But he doesn't want to throw that salty water or wash it. He wants sweet rice in it. What should I do? Should I give him or not give him? Any help? Don't give. Mother Ruchira said, don't give him. She's very intelligent. Because if I give him sweet rice, even though he likes it, the salty mix, sweet rice, he will have a bitter taste, or bad taste, and that memory, next time he will never want sweet rice. So in order to have our real nourishment of the heart, we have to have a clean heart to reciprocate with Krishna. That's the secret. But of course, why it is so secret? Because most of the people, I don't mean in a wrong way, they have some cheating mentality. Without purifying the heart, if they can get the experience of the highest bliss, why they want to go through the purification? You follow? So they will beat the, they will try to beat the system. So that's why Krishna says it should not be revealed to four types of people. I'm sure you all heard this in Bhagavad Gita 18.67. He says those who are not devotee, those who never helped the devotional activities, or like you go and distribute books, somebody takes it, then he's part of it, he's eligible. But if he never joined or never took, never participated, then the third one is those who are lazy. Not austere mind, you know, not voluntarily wants to do something. And the fourth one was those who are envious. He said, do not give to them. And I was thinking about this, that why Krishna said this. And then if you look at the verse, actually break down these four categories, you'll find there is nobody left. The whole world is already in this. I was thinking, like, how in the world will get? So the merciful, Prabhupada is very merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, that there is a verse in 7th chapter Madhulila. Prabhupada quote this, I'm sure you heard, Jare dekho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh, amar aggai guru hoya taro hai desh. But you know, very interestingly, the next verse is more important to me than this verse. He says, if you share it randomly, whether envy or non-envy, doesn't matter, as a follower, kobuna badive tumai visay taranga punarapi eithai pave mor sanga. If you share and practice and preach, both, if we do this, Krishna consciousness, what you cannot give someone effectively and impactfully if you don't see within you. First, I have to see. If I want somebody to be happy in Krishna consciousness, first I have to examine my heart. Am I happy? Apuni achari dharma jitke sikhai, apuni na koile dharma sikhana na jaye. Mahaprabhu says, but before sunset tomorrow, or I will enter into the fire. So Krishna says, why you took such a heavy vow? Do you know what Joy Bhutto's blessing from Shiva? What did Arjuna do? It's wonderful. Arjuna says, oh Krishna, you know my power. I have no power. Can you say like that to Krishna? Say it. Oh Krishna, I don't have any power. I'm helpless. Then he told Krishna, but I know you. You are omnipotent. We can do together. And Krishna laughed. Krishna laughed and laughed and laughed. He said, this is good. So wonderful. So we have to take advantage of Krishna consciousness and make our this life not a comfortable religious life, but this is our last life in the material existence. And take as many souls back home, back to Godhead with you. So I'll end with this. If anybody has, we have a few minutes, if anybody has a comment, questions, reflection, please a cordless insight. Oh, my God, Mahatma Prabhu is here. You should have given the class. The last minute they asked me like,
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for class. I was considering your point about growing up with your mother, and then you know for sure that that's my mother.
Yes.
And it's necessary then to have that time. You know, you grow up, and over time there's less and less of a doubt. So I was wondering if you could speak about that in terms of Krishna. Like, we experience him, but it takes a growing up to be fully convinced. Would you talk more on that?
Would you like to give an example? I give you one example and then you can share also if anybody would like to share. Other day, Wi-Fi is not working and I have a Zoom class every day. I teach some seminars for Nam Chintamani. So, and I'm just looking at the deity of my son's house. I'm saying, my Lord, whatever you want. I'm ready to serve, but if there's no Zoom, it's okay. I'll just read and talk to myself, and you will hear. Who else? And you are here, whether it's a Zoom or not Zoom. All of a sudden, after a few minutes, like 10 minutes, all of a sudden I see the computer is moving or something. Oh, the Wi-Fi just came back. Everything is fine. I mean, I'm not trying to brag about it, but you can literally, every day, you can reciprocate with Krishna. And if we don't have that, we don't have a solid proven. How do you prove that your mother loves you? Well, you grow up with it. Whether she punishes you because of your mischievous activity, or she, you know, bribe you to take you to the shopping because you don't want to go. I see all these things in myself. But behind all this, there is some affection, care, protection she has. You'll never find anybody can replace that or duplicate that. So we need to grow up with that kind of experience. Literally, every day. But if we are not open to it, then how are you going to say? Just like when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how the Hare Krishna Mahamantra comes to our mouth? How Hare Krishna Mahamantra comes? It says that Bhaktamukhe Aishe Naam Goloka Hoite, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Bhaktamukhe Aishe Naam Goloka Hoite, Atma Hoite Deha Vipi Nache Jibbadite. When Holy Name comes, when we chant Holy Name, we should not think we are chanting Holy Name. But it appears like we are chanting. He said the Holy Name descend. You follow? The only thing you are doing, developing a devotional attitude. I want to serve the Holy Name. I want to serve you, my Lord. Then the Holy Name, the Krishna, will appear from Golok Vrindavan, and through you, it will pervade the whole body and start dancing on your tongue. Can you literally like see it and really feel it? If you really focus on that, you will experience His presence. But if we never try, only hear the philosophy, and when I chant, I'm just chanting somewhere else, I'm going. then it's never going to happen. We have to actually take advantage of this holy name, Krishna, right now in our life. I mean, you chant anyway, right?
Yeah.
You take prasadam anyway. Yeah. Why not you think that Krishna's saliva actually made this taste of this food? He actually ate. This awareness. You understand the awareness?
Yeah.
If I ask you a question, how do you prove you exist? Do you exist?
I think so, yeah.
How do you prove?
I'm experiencing talking to you.
Okay, that awareness. That awareness is the beginning, first installment. And if we start doing that, that actually holy name appeared on my tongue, I'm just trying to serve and I'm begging, please accept my service. And you chant with that mood, you'll experience really a completely different phenomenon.
Yeah.
Nobody has to motivate you to chant anymore. You'll chant automatically.
Yeah. I experienced that, but it doesn't always last. Like, I may love someone in this world, but it's not that I'll think of them all the time. And here we're trying to think of Krishna all the time. And, you know, I will chant and we'll feel him and it's here and he's there and it's there. But then it's like, what do I do? You know, there's 16 rounds of him there and me there and I'm sitting and you come to a point where it's like, I don't even know what to do with you anymore. Like, I'll lose it, and then, you know, so it, you know, how practical or something is it that we're thinking of Krishna all the time, we're living with Krishna all the time, like what is that? What is that like?
Srila Prabhupada is so practical. Srila Prabhupada said, when mother is in love with the child, mother sees the shoes, but she's thinking of the child. She's not seeing the shoes itself. Even though she's taking care of the shoes, you know, washing it or cleaning, but she's thinking of. So our service, whatever service you have, you see Krishna's connection there. It's not like you have to meditate on a two eye, a nose. Everything is connected with Krishna. There's nothing that not connected. And if you see something not connected, that is Maya. Rite artham jat pratyata na pratyata cha atmani. Krishna told to Brahmaji, if you don't see any connection, that is Maya. And if you think, I want to enjoy that is delusion, not illusion, more than that, delusion. So if you see the connection, then you will be start seeing Krishna in everything. Arjuna was killing. Didn't he see Jayadrata in the jaw of death, in the universal form? Sure, he saw. You look at in 11th chapter, his name is there. Out of 17, I looked at it. All those names, Bhishma, Drona. Krishna didn't mention all the names, but at least some names. Sorry, Sanjaya mentioned those names. And Jayadrata name is there. So why he is worried about killing Jayadrata when he remembered that? You think about it, meditate on it, then you'll find everything you do, you can actually connect. Krishna is so merciful, he sent my guru, he has come to Gainesville to give me mercy, Krishna pulled me out. More we see subjective perception instead of objective, we will come to Krishna quicker. Because it is arranged. 1975, when the devotees were glorifying Prabhupada, you're doing such a wonderful. So Prabhupada said, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracting them. I'm just a biomedia. Mahaprabhu is attracting them. So we have to see like this, everything is actually given to us. We should appreciate. Krishna also attracted you. So we meditate. Let's start today, okay? After the class, we'll meditate when you take prasadam. And then you'll be a different person. Yes, Mother Ruchira.
I was just thinking also with maturity. You know, the longer that we practice our Krishna consciousness, the more we go through different things where we are forced to surrender and just rely totally on Krishna, realizing that we have no power of our own to control situations. And then it makes Krishna, you start seeing him more and more in your life, in all circumstances. And then you can't not think of Krishna.
Very true. Very good. Yes. Next to you, Maharaj.
That was a really good question. Thank you. I was thinking that we all have a mother, and we experience that mother. We easily accept that mother because we saw her. She held us. She nursed us. She brought us to school. She fed us, took us to play, went to our relatives. Everything, our mother was there for us. If we're fortunate enough to have a mother like that. So we know that Krishna is in our heart, and Krishna is the mother. He's the father. He's the guru. He's everything. So we can just take our experience that we have in the material world and just say, well, my mother was like that, and I get that. So I just transfer that over to Krishna somehow, and like Prabhupada was saying, in every way, take prasada when you're chanting. And when you were growing up, I'm sure you had some troubles. You were a naughty boy. Maybe you got spanked. Maybe you got chastised, you know? And Krishna, you know, so, yeah, we're not so interested in serving Krishna because he's chastising us. And we take that in a literal way, that this isn't a good thing. But the mother always does for the benefit of the child. And so Krishna does the same. So there's, I'm just saying, there's similarities between what we know of our mother and accepting the Supreme Mother, Father, Krishna.
Very good.
I want to get to a point, where I'm not analyzing the world anymore, where it's just a fact that Krishna is with me, and I don't have to like, oh, this is the taste of the water and the light of the sun. It's just Krishna, you know, like.
That is true, but in the beginning it is better, more, in order to have a stability, our thought should be back up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it can go off, we may not be aware, we may go off like a way off. So if our thought is back up, well, taste of water, what's wrong? Krishna says he's the taste of water. Okay, I'm tasting it, that is Krishna, wow, without that I would not even exist. Prabhupada did that. Sruta Kirti Prabhu says, Prabhupada was actually tasting before resting. He said, Krishna is so wonderful, the taste of water. He's a Mahabhagavat. He's quoting that. So it is important that our thought is have some backup in order to claim that it is spiritualizing, purifying, spiritualizing.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. How does a devotee explain to someone who may ask, where is your God, where is Krishna during the pandemic and during COVID and so many deaths? So where is your God? What is he doing? Why is he dormant? Or, I mean, what's going on? How does a devotee explain this when he's talking to someone who may inquire in this way?
Yeah, we had a lot of discussion that, but as mothers explains, if we think Krishna is like mother who really cares and has a lot of affection for us, then we see also mother gives some time out to the child. When the child, you know, I originally was born in India. I had no idea until somebody told me that the India export, of course I have nothing to do with India in that one sense, but another sense I do have some feeling sometimes because I was born there, that India export the biggest number of beef. And so when I hear that India got so much affected by COVID, I'm thinking like, well, how do you accuse God for it? To kill the cow, God did not tell them to kill the cow. They choose. So they need to be purified. And in order to purify, the loving mother, or Krishna, has a way to handle it. From his angle, everything is perfect. But I cannot see his angle, so we feel some disturbance. But if we depend on him, and literally take this process, Krishna consciousness, seriously, then we'll see at the end everything is good. Because even in the battlefield, most of the people did not know. One Brahmana, are you familiar with Brahmana? It's like a high priest in Vedic culture. He went to Dwarka and he literally accused Krishna. He said, how can you do this? You killed 640 million people. Because of you, everything started. And now all these 640 million wives, their children, everybody is like going to suffer. It's worse than COVID. So then Krishna asked him, do you know who I am? You are addressing me as a Bhagavan, but you don't know what Bhagavan means. It is I who allows you to think even. It is I who allow you to even talk. But why you don't know about me? What do I do? Then Krishna disclosed this. Sada suddha siddha kam bhakata vatsalanam bhakata janare nitya sami. Everything I do is perfect, pure, only beneficial to others. It is never, ever harmful to anyone, whatever. And then Krishna revealed 1.9.39 in Bhagavatam, if you look at it, Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation that when all these 640 million people died, they all went back home, back to Godhead. But of course there is a gradation, not all went to Golok. Prabhupada says those who appreciated, they went to Vaikuntha, those who appreciated and fell in love, they went to Golok. And those who just didn't do anything, even though they got liberated, they went to Marjim. So Krishna says, I already delivered all of them. They are so contaminated in this material world with these three modes that I have to deliver them. Whatever their wives, they are all in love with Krishna by Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara. They had a huge sadhu sangha. All those ladies, children, they all became devotees of Krishna. See, one little thing, Krishna, I mean not little thing, big thing, 640 million people. You know, by 18 days I was thinking like 38 point something per day, dead. Bigger than COVID, but ultimately Krishna delivered all of them. All of them, whether it's the ladies or children or the dead soldiers. That is the ultimate goal. So how can you ever think Krishna is doing anything wrong? Impossible. That's his nature. He's made, Krishna made himself only for loving and well-wishing, affection for. But it's difficult sometimes to see from our angle. But if we see from his angle, it makes sense. Bhagavad Gita 7.27, very nice verse. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mantu vedana kastana. Krishna says, I know past, present, future. So I am planning for you. What do you know? You know your past. Do you know your future? No. So your plan and my plan may not match. But I know your future. I know your past. I know your present. If you depend and trust on Krishna, you will win. But you have to do it voluntarily. So the only thing we can do, just distribute more Krishna prasadam. We can pray for all those souls. And their contamination probably would be so much degraded suffering. Maybe Krishna created this just for their well-wishing, that so they can just release themselves from that dirty body and get a fresh body somewhere better. Is nothing ever harm done by Krishna in his management? But we create our problem. Yes, Mother.
Just wondering if you could please explain how some of the advanced devotees have actually left during this time from COVID.
How advanced devotee what?
Devotees have left.
Oh.
During this time from COVID.
You know, I was also researching that, and because I personally went to Bhaktichar Maharaj's last rite funeral. It's a very mystical, because Bhaktichar Maharaj did express he misses Prabhupada so much, he wants to go back to Prabhupada. Of course, I didn't know that at that time. I was driving from here, middle of the night, I got a call. I came to Mangalarti and then immediately ran. And then all of a sudden, my sannyas spiritual mentor, Radhanath Maharaj, just called from somewhere. And it takes 2 hours from here to Orlando. And Maharaj just found out that I was given a chance to take care of Maharaj's last moment. So Maharaj was comforting me, and I was overwhelmed. You know, Radhanath Maharaj is so wonderful, compassionate. So Maharaj was saying that this is a wonderful opportunity you got. They choose you to take care of his last minute. He's still alive. Just tell him this, that we don't want him to leave. We want him to stay with us. Just tell him that I said that. But if this is the desire Prabhupada and Krishna has, that they have another service more important, he can go, tell him that we will take care of his project and disciples and everything. He should feel completely free. So many things he told me, and I was overwhelmed with that. And then when I went and I was looking at Bhaktichar Maharaj, through the door, they had an open door. It's called Advent Hospital. Anyway, I'm just thinking, like, how much should I tell Rama? Anyway, it was very interesting that they, just to dress me up, it took me like almost 45 minutes. And then almost I finished and the doctor said, okay, he just left. I said, what? You know, I just run, you know, like 2 feet from the door. So I started chanting. Of course, I had a very interesting experience I had. I felt like he was awake because I saw his like open eyes. You know, that's my own experience. So I see from that angle, Radhanath Maharaj's angle, and my also understanding that there is a higher purpose he had to leave. From us, we see, oh, he got COVID-19. Well, you know, I touch his nose, I really bathed him next day. I went back, I bathed him. Through his body, they say 76 devotees in Mayapur got COVID, but I never got COVID. I tested many times. I'm talking about almost a year now. July 4th, he passed away. But I never got positive. So I cannot say, you know, like this is COVID affected him, he died. No, I don't believe that. There's a higher purpose Prabhupada had. So he left. And whoever they are, Pankajangli Prabhu is also very advanced soul. There is no question. They are not died because of COVID-19. Is that okay?
No. Thank you. Thank you. I just needed to hear that again.
Thank you. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for all coming.